This lawsuit seeks to hold Jiang Zemin, the president of China, accountable for the brutal torture and murder of Falun Gong practitioners carried out under his direction. While our nation continues to work on increasing...
The goal of the lawsuit is to stop the persecution in China and to use the legal system in the United States to alert the world to the Holocaust that is occurring at this point in China, so as to mobilize more people to help us stop the persecution through non. The defendants of the lawsuit are Jiang Zemin, who is the president at this point of China, and also Office 610, which is the Gestapo branch. And he created it specifically for the purpose of eliminating Falun Gong from China, from mainland China, suppressing the belief, and if necessary, exterminating all of those who espouse the principles of Falun Gong. Selectively targeted, especially the vulnerable persons who practice Falun Gong, for example, women and children and the elderly. And 65-year-old women, 70-year-old women have been forced to crawl in the snow and have been beaten when they refuse to move on, and then they lose consciousness, and then water is poured over them to bring them back to life, and then they're forced to endure it again until they finally... Women have been forced to have abortions. Women have been raped. Inmates from male cells are brought into female cells, and they use cigarettes to burn genital parts of the women's bodies. They stick instruments inside parts of women's bodies. Persons who practice Falun Gong in China are hung upside down from ceilings. They're stripped naked. They're put in cages. They're subjected to electric shock therapy. They're put in psychiatric hospitals and subjected to all sorts of psychotropic drugs, which make their minds, take away their minds and their mental capacity to think. It is clearly a genocidal campaign against anyone who embraces the principles of Zen Shanren, anybody who believes in the tenets of Falun Gong.
file a civil complaint in the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York, charging the defendant, Zhao Jifei,
I was given the mandate by several victims of the Chinese repression to prepare a criminal complaint against Jiang Zemin, which will be filed here in Switzerland before the competent prosecuting authority when and if Jiang Zemin will set foot again on Swiss territory. I have to be clear, no complaint has yet been filed. Swiss law requires the presence on Swiss territory of the accused. It will be done if Jiang Zemin comes back to Switzerland. Apart from procedures in Switzerland, 60 Falun Gong national associations, in collaboration with TRIAL, are setting up an international coalition formed of reliable and devoted human rights lawyers to actively take up the defense of the numerous victims of the Chinese repression, including in front of numerous foreign courts. The culture of impunity that has corrupted China cannot anymore cover this simple fact. Global justice today is on the march and will one day put behind bars one or more of those responsible for the Falun Gong persecution.
We are from different places, with different careers, beliefs, and beliefs. Today, we are all here in the world公开公众的原则，从良心、道义和法律三个层面，一起揭露公审江泽民对中华民族和人类所犯下的罪恶。我们还将在从今以后的一切。